This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com. This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
This is a special report on the University of Idaho Murders podcast, Four Killed for What?
I'm Tony Bursky. Thanks for joining us on this special report. We're going to play for you the full audio of the hearing of Brian Koberger earlier today in court. We're also going to discuss briefly the motion for discovery pursuant to the case on behalf of the defendant, Brian Koberger, that was requested by his attorney, Anseen Taylor, the public defender. We'll briefly talk about that. It's a very boilerplate, to-the-point request for discovery information, but we will touch on that shortly. Right now, let's go to the audio of the hearing in court earlier today. What we're seeing on the screen at this moment is the defendant walking into the courtroom and having a seat. The judge having everyone rise and now seat. Entering something on the computer.
Good morning. We are on the record. This is cause number CR 29222805. This is State of Idaho versus Brian Koberger. Mr. Koberger is in custody. He is appearing here in court with his attorneys, Ms. Taylor, Mr. Logsdon, Mr. Thompson, Ms. Jennings, appearing on behalf of the state. This is the time set in the matter for the preliminary hearing status conference. So I am going to inquire of counsel, Ms. Taylor, what's the status at this time?
Thank you, Your Honor. We are going to ask the court to set preliminary hearing out into June. We would request the third or fourth week of June and probably 4 or 5 days for preliminary hearing. Mr. Koberger understands his right to a timely preliminary hearing, and he's willing to waive the timeliness to allow us time to obtain discovery in this case and be prepared.
And Mr. Thompson, are you in agreement with that?
The state has no objection to that, Your Honor. Ms. Taylor reached out to us by email yesterday with her proposal. On reflection, the state's calendar would be better in the month of July, but we will make the end of June work if that's the court's preference. And I haven't had a chance to talk with Ms. Taylor about that. I'm sorry, I know that's last minute.
That's okay. The court's calendar is going to be better towards the end of June, early July. So would that work, Ms. Taylor, for your scheduling on your other matters?
Your Honor, yes. If we take that fourth week in June, that's actually best.
Okay. So, Mr. Koberger, I need to speak to you for a moment then. Sir, you do understand, and Ms. Taylor has represented here, that she's advised you of your right to have or fully discussed with you the right that you have, which is to have your preliminary hearing within 14 days of the date that you initially appeared before this court. As you recall, when I advised you of your rights, that hearing is a probable cause hearing where the state has to establish that more likely than not, these felony offenses were committed and you are the one that committed the felony offenses. If you waive your right to a speedy preliminary hearing, it does not mean that you're giving up your right to have a preliminary hearing. It simply means that you would not be able to come back and challenge that the state did not present probable cause within 14 days. Do you understand?
Yes.
Have you had enough time to speak with Ms. Taylor about your decision to waive your right to a speedy preliminary hearing?
Yes.
Do you need any additional time to do so?
No.
Then I will ask at this time, as to the five counts, felony counts, that were charged in the criminal complaint that was filed on December 29th of 2022, Are you waiving your right to a speedy preliminary hearing and agreeing that that hearing can be held outside the 14-day period?
Yes.
And Ms. Taylor, do you concur with his waiver?
I do, Your Honor. Thank you.
I will find your waiver of speedy preliminary hearing is knowing, intelligently, voluntarily entered here in open court with the assistance of counsel. We will go ahead and set the matter for preliminary hearing.
Judge entering information into her computer. Koberger with noticeable scars on his face, but we've learned those are from shaving.
Monday, June 26th at 9 o'clock a.m. And I will go ahead and reserve the week, so June 26th to June 30th, in the event that we need all 5 days for presentation of evidence. And just so council knows, it will begin at 9 a.m. each of those days. Is there anything further to address at this time in the case, Mr. Thompson?
Not from the state's perspective, Your Honor, no.
Or Ms. Taylor?
No, Your Honor. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Koberger, then you will be remanded into custody on your same no bail at this point in time, pending further proceedings. Again, we'll send notice out to counsel, and we will be in recess for this morning.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Koberger and his attorney standing up and him leaving the courtroom. No shackles, no handcuffs at that moment. And very calm demeanor, but I will say he did look a little more disheveled than he has in the past. If there was an air of confidence to him in the last hearing, this is a very different look to him today. Not looking that same level of confidence that appeared to be displayed the last time we saw him in court last week. So what this all means going forward now is that Bill Thompson, the prosecutor, will have to show the magistrate judge that there is probable cause to believe a crime has been committed and that the defendant, in fact, committed it. That's what will be going on this summer in June. They're estimating about 5 days of court hearings for that. Both sides are permitted to ask for witness testimony, present evidence. It's like a mini trial, basically. And then if the judge is convinced, the case will be sent to Idaho's Second District Court, and Koberger would then appear for arraignment before a district judge. At that point, he'll have a chance to enter a plea. If he pleads not guilty, the case will then be set for trial. If he pleads guilty, a sentencing hearing would then be sent. Thompson, the prosecutor, has not yet said if he'll seek the death penalty in Koberger's case. If he decides to do so, there is a time window on that. He must file a formal notice, with the court no later than 60 days after Koberger enters a plea. So that is where things are sitting right now. It's setting up to be a very active summer on this case. And quite honestly, very likely after that that hearing in June, probably going into fall and winter for the next piece of this case. I'm getting a lot of questions on Twitter, and you can follow me at Tony B Pod. How long do you think this will take? And as I said yesterday to someone, at least summer into fall for this portion, and then probably fall and into next year for the trial portion, if in fact he does plead not guilty. Another piece of news in the story today, the defense requesting discovery information. It really is a fairly boilerplate discovery request. I won't bore you with reading all of the pages of it, but it does cover some of the things that one would want for information when trying to defend someone like Mr. Koberger. They're looking for the statements of the defendant, statements of co-defendant, defendant's prior record, documents and tangible objects, reports of examinations and tests, state witnesses, expert witnesses, police reports, digital media recordings, search warrants, exculpatory evidence, identification disclosure of whether a defendant or any other person was identified by a lineup evidence pursuant to various statutes and codes, electronic surveillance, drug tests, anything basically that the prosecution plans to come to court with and discuss, that needs to be turned over to the defense in discovery as this process begins. That's why they're requesting this large of a span of time so they can go through this information and try to put together a defense for Brian Koberger leading up to June. That's the latest that we have for you on the case today. We'll, of course, keep you updated here with any breaking news stories and conversations as we have them. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can even get a commercial-free experience there and try that for 3 days free. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. Until next time, for all of us here at the University of Idaho Murders Podcast and True Crime Today, thanks for listening.
This is a special report on the University of Idaho Murders Podcast. Four killed for what?
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.